Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here for another 3 hours to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have plenty of open lines that we can help you out with today. So definitely give us a call. Now, we've talked about a bunch of different things today. And we're kind of looking at the weather. Yesterday, we had a nice warm day. It was pouring all day, or most of the day. And today we got some 40s with a bunch of wind, but then going into the 30s all week. So winter is strongly getting to us. It's really hitting us, even though it's still technically fall. Not something to be afraid of. We can just get warm inside and keep some of those houseplants going indoors. Get some nice foliage plants or some color, bring them inside for the winter. Go to the local garden center and get some now instead of just going out this time of year getting poinsettias or Christmas cactus or things like that. Get some nice foliage plants. Get some something else to add to the atmosphere in the house. It's definitely helps the air quality, but it just helps you feel good in the home. You know, it's just like outdoors. If your neighborhood has, you know, trees and has nice plantings around you, it's a little more calming effect. It's a proven fact that with more trees or shrubs in a neighborhood, more comfortable you're going to be. Less crime, sometimes they even say. But I like to go to the comfortable factor. Just enjoying it. Whereas sometimes in the city where there's not as many trees or street trees or anything, it's a little bit more, you know, rough and tumble. I don't think it's rough, but you know what I mean. There's that difference. But bringing them indoors into the house instead of just having, you know, your walls with paintings or whatever on them, making the house a little bit more instead of just, you know, just four walls. Have a little bit more to it. Bring the outside inside to really get you going. So think about doing that. A lot of garden centers right now, you know, they do have the flowering plants. They're going to have some flowering hydrangeas. A few of them will. They're going to have some poinsettias, Christmas cactus, cyclamen. I've seen some out there, hellebores. There's a winter hellebore that blooms at this time. Nice, full, white, creamy flowers. Gorgeous at this time of year. Makes you kind of feel like outdoors because hellebores out there, do really well in like a shady area. But makes you feel like you're outdoors with some of them. You know, but walk around, look at some of the foliage. You know, your Boston ferns, your pothos, your fiddly figs, different types of ficus, schifleras, those types. Add a little color. Get a croton in there. Not just about those flowering plants. You know, obviously, we love a poinsettia this time of year. Poinsettias are really, you know, when you see a poinsettia, you know Christmas is coming. You know the holiday season is coming. Same thing with like a Christmas cactus, although a lot of Christmas cactus will rebloom twice and almost get you thinking almost at Easter as well. They tend to rebloom around that time. So, you know, poinsettias are something that always get you there. And, you know, there's ways to get that same poinsettia to bloom the next year. You know, it's gonna bloom for you for a couple months. You know, maybe all the way into end of January. And it wants to go in that dormancy period. It can actually go outside once the frost care. The frost warnings have been taken care of. So you could actually bring it outside for the summer. It's going to be a lot of leaves. And then you're going to go into that forced dormancy period, if you will, where you're going to basically allow it to only have certain light, etc., temperatures, all that type of thing. So you can talk a little bit more about that as the day goes on. But, you know, when you look at the poinsettia, a lot of them inexpensive, so you kind of think, all right, I'm just going to get rid of them. But why not keep them for the year? Try and have something going for the next year. Same thing with Christmas cactus. Christmas cactus, I've had a number of people reach out to me with just pictures and saying, I've had this Christmas cactus for 20 years, or I've had this for 15 years or more. So they last a long time. They will get big and fill up containers. So, you know, we're not just buying them for now. Think about buying them for the next couple seasons, couple years, etc. So it's not just, you know, a one and done type thing. They are inexpensive enough where you can look at them and say, you know what? I don't have the room for it. I'm just going to get rid of them and I'll wait till next year. That's fine too, but do realize you can bring them back each year. So that's just something to be thinking about, going, you know, forward, with poinsettias, Christmas cactus, some of those others, you know, amaryllis out there. We've talked about amaryllis are ones that you can bring back next year and get those to rebloom. Just a point, for amaryllis, when you think about if you're going to buy one and you want to keep it for multiple seasons, try to get the bigger amaryllis bulbs versus the smaller amaryllis bulbs. The bigger they are, the more likely they are to go through the winter, go through that dormancy period, and get to you for next year. So definitely be looking at those. So just something to think about if you're purchasing some amaryllis. Say you're giving it as a gift. Maybe, you know, impress that person you're giving them to as a gift and say, hey, you know, I bought the bigger bulb for you because this will come back year after year. And this is how you do it. So, you know, it's about, you know, giving a gift of a plant, but then giving them a little bit of information about it might be an awesome thing to be doing. Do a little bit of research into the plant and say, all right, I know this is where it needs to be. You know, poinsettia needs sun this time of year, and amaryllis will take sun. You know, and say, all right, I'm giving this to you as a gift, but here's what it's going to do, and this is what I think. Show them that you thought it out a little bit, especially with some of these plants. So just something to be thinking about this time of year. We're thinking about, you know, gifts to give our family, friends, etc. You know, there's those typical gifts, you know, housewarming gifts or the party gifts of some sort of alcohol. But what's next? What can you do that's going to last a long time to remember you? And houseplants or flowering plants are a good way to do that. So I definitely suggest it. But giving a little bit of that information afterwards and tell whoever you're giving it to, hey, this is where it should go in sun or shade. This is how often it should be watered. Don't do this, do this. That goes a long way in showing that you thought about it. And especially with plants, they do take some work. But they are enjoyable and they do help you in the home just feel more comfortable. You know, getting a good amount of plants into a house will help with the humidity in there. will help with the air, clean it out a little bit. You know, it's out there. You're going to need a lot of plants, obviously, to clean some of that air, but it's definitely worth it long term. In my house, we don't have a lot of house plants, and by not having a lot, I have one right now. I have a poinsettia that we got from a fundraiser for my daughter's school. But it's something we're going to be looking into. I have a cat that eats any plant we ever brought in. We'll get on tables, eat flowers, all those things. She's a little bit older now, so she can't jump as much. So I can put some things up on tables and not have to worry. So maybe I'll be looking into doing that this winter. I just got to talk my wife into that. Hopefully that works out for me. But I want to get some of those in here now that, you know, don't have a cat just sitting there eating the leaves, scratching at the soil. And I know I now have a fighting chance to make it work. So hopefully we can look into something like that at my house. A lot of plants, to be honest. My wife is allergic to a lot of different plants on the outside, allergy-wise, pollen, etc. So that's one of the main reasons, but the cat is the second. So let's see what I can do to get in there. When I go to work, I walk through that greenhouse every day so I can see all the different plants and feel that warmth that they give off. So definitely something to keep in mind this winter is going to a greenhouse to look at those. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some open lines. Now, I talked about the poinsettia earlier, and I'd been looking for an article that I had seen in the past with a number of facts about poinsettias, because there's a lot of great information on there, and I finally found it. So I wanted to go over it a little bit more. Now, poinsettias have a bad rap. They're poisonous. Everybody thinks, okay, don't want them in the house, because if my child eats it or my animals eat it, etc., something bad's going to happen. Well, they actually did a study at it's Ohio State University, so it's not the Ohio State, but Ohio State University, that showed that a 50-pound child would have to eat more than 500 leaves to have any harmful effect. Now, if a 50-pound child has enough time to be eating 500 leaves or has that many leaves, poinsettia leaves in a house, you should be thinking about taking a better look at the child. But wow, you got a lot of poinsettias in your house. Plus it's not a very good taste. So most children nobody's going to really like it. It could affect your pets. They're going to have to, eat basically, let's put it down to 5 pounds. You'd be looking at like 50 leaves. They'd have to eat an entire plant, for something like this to happen. And usually it causes, it's not death, it's other sickness. So that's something to be thinking about. But I wanted to bring up, this plant is native to Mexico. It was actually found by a United States ambassador to Mexico. I want to say it was 1826. His name was Joel Roberts Poinsett. He actually introduced it to the United States, so that's they've named it after him. Added the little bit of spelling to it, to the poinsettia, or poinsettia, depends on how you want to say it. It's actually a shrub in Mexico. It can actually get 10 to 15 feet tall. Can you imagine having poinsettias as shrubs in the yard? How awesome would that be? That would be kind of cool. But they're native to Mexico all the way down to Guatemala. So those areas will definitely have them out in the yard, in the fields, etc. So that's pretty crazy that it's actually a shrub. We missed by a couple days, poinsettia day. That was December 12th. So that's just happened every year. December 12th is poinsettia day. Now, one of the things that I found was interesting is, and it goes back to the poisonous effect that everybody thinks that poinsettia is poisonous, that the Aztecs actually used poinsettia bracts, so that's the flower. They may die with it, but they also use some of that sap for to control fevers. I wouldn't go suggest if you have a fever going and eating a poinsettia, but it shows that it's been used for other things to help you. So what I think I'm really trying to say here is everybody thinks poinsettias are so poisonous. They're not. They get a bad rap. There was an article written, I want to say in the 80s or 90s, saying that they're poisonous and don't have them, when in fact they're really not. So just something to be looking at. But I just wanted to bring up a few of those facts because it's very interesting on them. And again, like I said, not poisonous. You know, not something you have to worry about. You just don't want the kids to eat them or the pets to eat them. Like I said, they don't have a great taste, so they shouldn't be eating a lot of them. One other thing, tons of colors. There's more than 100 varieties of poinsettias available today. Red, white, pink, burgundy, marbled, and speckled. I've even seen them painted different colors. They have some new ones out there that they'll paint the blue or like a caramel color. Really cool, but nice plant for Christmas time, but something you can bring on year after year. Like I said, if you're in Mexico, they'll grow 10 to 15 feet tall. Can you imagine having a 10 to 15 foot tall poinsettia in your house? Wow, that would take up a lot of space, huh? You need a new room for it. Anyways, we're going to take a break here in a minute. You can give us a call. We have wide open phone lines. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. When we get back, more information about the garden and what you can be doing. We'll be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
About 4,000 more U.S. troops reportedly heading home from Afghanistan soon. The White House plans to make the announcement this week. According to NBC News, that would leave fewer than 9,000 U.S. troops in that country. Word coming just days after a special representative for Afghanistan reconciliation rejoined talks with the Taliban. LSU quarterback Joe Burrow is the 2019 Heisman Trophy winner. After an emotional acceptance speech at the ceremonies in New York last night, Burrow told reporters,
"When I got up there, all the names of people that have helped me get here from when I was 5 years old to this year at LSU, they came running through my mind, and that's why I got so overwhelmed, because so many people have helped me get here."
Meanwhile, Navy won the Army-Navy game 31-7, a game that President Trump attended in Philadelphia.
This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. The options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for another 2.5 hours. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. We do have some open lines here. In about an hour, we're going to be joined by Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince Magazine. A lot of great information that comes out of there, some cool stories, different stories. We had him on, like the 3rd or 10th of November. I can't remember. All my Sundays are mixing in together. But definitely had him on. It was a lot of good stories right out of his book. So I want you to listen for that, because it's a good possible Christmas gift. Instead of having something that you're only going to have for a little bit, this, you could have a subscription to the it's like a little magazine that comes out. So it's pretty cool stuff. So listen for that at 8:30. So about an hour from now. We've talked a lot about a few different things today. We can start to think about seed starting and getting things ready for next year, or even getting things ready for, a winter crop. Some nice lettuces, having some of those, or some sprouts in the house. Maybe thinking about eating healthy. We're getting to that time where, 16 days away from New Year's Eve, talking about the New Year resolution. So we're 16 days away from making those New Year's resolutions and 17 days away from breaking them. But, maybe one of those things is eating healthy. Well, you can do that with some seeds starting at the house, getting some lettuce, some sprouts, different things around, a nice sunny window, so that you're, starting at home. You're not worrying about where you're going to get it, etc. Obviously, it's pretty easy to go to the grocery store and pick up some lettuce or sprouts, but it tastes so much better when you do it yourself. Now, one of those things is you want to start it off right, and picking the right seed starter soil is the way to go. So, like I said, it's time to get growing and start your spring seeds. Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix is everything you're looking for and more. It's a loose, lightweight, all-natural blend of the finest ingredients, specially formulated for starting all types of seeds. And Espoma Seed Starter Mix contains Mycotone, a blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to enhance root growth. Ask for Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix at your favorite garden center and visit Espoma.com for helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, you know, we've talked about some things you could be doing for gifts this year, and that's one of them. I'm thinking, you know, maybe getting somebody who's really into to gardening, maybe getting them a grow light, maybe getting them some seed starting gifts, like some trays or some soil or something. Something that they're going to use. You know, I've been thinking more and more. I have of what, you know, what I want for Christmas or what we'd rather have. And I'm seeing a lot more things of, instead of bringing clutter into the house, I don't consider growing something clutter because it's going to be so much more for you for later. But it's what else you can do, something different. And I think plants don't add to the clutter. I think they add to the atmosphere and help feel like there's not as much clutter. You know, with two young children, there's tons of toys that come into my house every Christmas. And I still have lots of them. I have a whole room full of them. And it makes me think, all right, what can we do for the rest of us to not have so much stuff in the house? So I think of things to do and what could be added to it. And that's why I'm thinking this way with some of the plants, because I don't, like I said, I don't consider them clutter. I think they add to the atmosphere, make you feel like you're accomplishing something, make you feel even better in the house. And so getting some seed starting kits for somebody for Christmas might be a great idea. Maybe getting them a gift card to the local garden center so they can start something in the spring. Maybe it's even, you know, taking a look and seeing what you know somebody wants for the spring. Go to one of the websites and look into it and say, all right, this is what I want. You know, Natural Alternatives has a lawn program. Maybe you pre-purchase that for somebody. Maybe you get them some fertilizer, because we know that fertilizer is great all year round. Getting something to do with the garden or plants or something indoors with plants will really help in the home versus just having something that's clutter. I think plants are not, you know, they're going to take away space in the house, but they're going to add to the atmosphere. So it's definitely something to really look into. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, if you got the newsletter, you saw right on the top there a picture of the Christmas Prelude in Kennebunkport, Maine. It's a pretty cool. They get this giant tree in a small little area and light it up. And Christmas Prelude was last weekend up there. It's an awesome time of year to be enjoying friends and family around there. So definitely, if you're in that area, take a look. But I know a lot of towns out there will actually have. All, you know, big towns will have a Christmas tree in the center. Christmas lightings have happened. It's a great time of year to be with family, so something to look at. But speaking of the newsletter, I would love to have you join if you haven't already. It comes out once a week every Thursday, and we'll have great information on there. About two articles, have some music on there, a recipe, some different things for you to be looking at. You can sign up at our website at paulparent.com. There's a spot where you can sign up, or you can email us. There's a spot down there all the way at the bottom of the website where you sign up for the newsletter, and you can email us with questions or to join the newsletter. We try to get you on there as quick as possible, so that is something to be thinking about with our newsletter going forward. Now, we've talked about a lot of indoor houseplants. You know, what you can, you know, what they are. We haven't talked about which ones you should bring in, what you should be doing. But, you know, this time of year, any of the flowering houseplants, this is when you should be feeding them the most to try and prolong those blossoms, and then kind of backing off for a little bit during the winter season. So if you have something that's flowering, like a poinsettia is going to flower all the way to January, end of January, Christmas cactus could go for a while. You're going to want to continue to feed them to push those blossoms out. And there's definitely, you know, a lot of things you could be doing with them, a lot of different foods. But Espoma has great ones. They have these indoor liquid plant foods. They nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And Espoma's easy dose cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid, for all your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, I said right before, for anything that's flowering, be feeding them now. Well, what about the foliage? What about the foliage? They don't flower. You know, when should I be feeding them? Well, three seasons of the year you should be feeding them: spring, summer, and fall. You kind of let winter happen. I talk about it all the time, so it's just something I feel like I say maybe way too much. But the dormancy period of plants. Having that dormancy period means not feeding them, not getting those, you know, giving those extra nutrients at that time, allowing the plant to rejuvenate. And, you know, if it's flowering, you should still be fertilizing it until it keeps going. Foliage, we're still technically in fall, so you could give it another dose of fertilizer at this point. And then once we kind of hit January, I'd slow down and not really do as much for a little bit. Let it kind of have some time. Those cold winter months, you know, the plant wants to stay dormant. So don't feed them as much. But you can be using these fertilizers now from Espoma. They're good ones. They're really good. The indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid, all for different styles. You know, different. The cactus is more of a sandy soil. Orchid has more of a bark type soil, so you're trying to get right to the roots. Violet doesn't want to be watered over the top. It has its own style and indoor for everything else around there. So definitely something to be looking at doing now and letting it sit for a little bit and then starting it back up once you're starting to see spring. Once you're starting to get a little bit warmer outside, the calendar does not have to say spring. You know, it's the official day of spring and that's when you start. Once you start to see it warming up and your plant starting to push a little bit of growth, is when you should be looking into that. So definitely something to be thinking about. Now, we've talked about it a few weeks now. Adding the humidity to your plants, adding it to your foliage plants that are in the house. You know, I've talked about a number of times grouping your house plants together instead of having them spread out. Grouping houseplants actually is beneficial for the houseplants that are all together. You're actually helping them out, feed off of each other. Not physically feed because they're not in each other's pot, but feeding off of the humidity, feeding off of each other to grow. It's like putting a group of toddlers together. They're all going to sit together and they're all going to grow together and learn together and get bigger together. That's kind of what you're doing. It's, you know, you're taking care of them, nourishing them, and basically teaching them what you want. Same thing with toddlers. And you're doing that with the plants. You're teaching them to grow in your house. You're giving them nourishment that they need. You're getting them everything that they need to be successful. Now, adding humidity to your houseplants, we've talked about it a number of times. You know, a simple way to do it is to take a spray bottle and spritz the plants. Now, that doesn't last very long, only a couple hours, so maybe that's not the way to go. Maybe it's getting a plastic tray, filling it up halfway with rocks, then filling the whole thing with water, letting that moisture just get into the air around the plants. You can get a container like that, put it behind some of the plants that's not seen, and allow that humidity to come through. You know, if you have a dog or a cat that kind of goes in those areas, maybe they're going to drink it. So you want to make sure everything's clean. You know, get some rocks that are nice and washed and polished, clean that way, not just, you know, your dirty rocks. And then fill it with water that way. And it's just going to help the moisture go through there. One of the things, standing water isn't always good, so you're not going to want to sit there for weeks. You're going to want to change it out every 7 to 10 days. So we don't want the insects forming in there, little guys like that, anything along those lines. Another thing you should be looking at doing with your houseplants is not worrying, but taking care of something preemptively, like the fungus gnats or some of those others that are in there. Take a look at using systemic houseplant from Bonide, mixing it into the soil of your plants now to get rid of some of those fungus gnats. Some of the, you know, it takes care of some aphids and some scale here and there. So something to be thinking about doing as a preemptive for the rest of the season. So get out there and really look at what your plants, what's happening to the plants. We're going to take another break here, but you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Carding Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I just had an email by a woman by the name of Peggy, and it says, "Good morning. I have two Camilla bushes. They usually start blooming late October to mid-November. This year, they are loaded with buds, and in late October, they started blooming during a warm spell. Temperatures 80 degrees, which I'm very jealous of. Then we had temperatures in the 20s for a few days. All the blooms have brown on the edges. I've had these bushes for about 15 years and have never had this before. I'm in South Arkansas. Listen to you on KBJT Radio." Now, obviously, Camilla bushes in our area up in New England aren't ones that can stay outside this time of year. But for the areas that it can stay outside, you know, when it has brown edges on the buds like this, if it's still blooming the rest of it, kind of let it go through its process. And at that point, prune it back. You want to prune the Camilla bushes back right after they flower, because they are actually producing next year's blooms right away. Some of them will bloom in the spring and later, depending upon the variety that you have. So it is something that, you know, if the brown is too much for you, it looks like the flowers have gone by, prune them back. It's a natural time to prune them anyways. And so next year they should be coming back normal for you. With the temperatures dropping like this, when you're having 80s to a 20, and it's an extreme temperature change that any plant is going to be shocked from, and especially, and even in New England, when we go from 80s to 20s, you're noticing a lot of plants all of a sudden just turn brown, turn black, and fall. So, you know, it's It's not a bad thing that just the blossoms have turned brown. The rest of the plant being healthy is a good thing, and you should be successful with your plant going forward, especially something you've had for so long. So definitely, you can prune them back if they're too much for you right now, or wait till the rest of the blossom has kind of gone by and then prune them back. Get rid of them that way. You could prune them back in general around this time in late fall, you know, beginning of winter. You know, technically, we're still fall. So that is something to be looking at doing for them. Let them have that winter period, the dormancy period, getting ready for spring for you and getting ready for next year. But there's a few types of the Camellia. Some will flower late, some will flower early. So it really depends on the variety you have and when you should be taking care of it. This one seems like it's one that obviously blooms late because we talked about it blooming. But we want to get ready for next year because the buds are starting to set for spring. So, you know, you want to be ready for it. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got a couple hours left in the show. Wide open phone lines. We're here to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. We'll help you out with everything we can when it comes to the garden. So definitely let us know if you have some questions. One of the things that we can do today in the garden in New England, in other areas where it gets cold, as long as it's nice out, when I say nice, I mean not raining or snowing, get out there, spray your plants with some wilt-proof. It's warm enough to be doing it. Getting those plants protected for the rest of the winter. It's looking like we're going to start getting into the 30s and 20s for the next few weeks, at least in New England. It's going to get into that cold period. So you can't really be using that wilt-proof to be protecting your evergreens, your rhododendrons, your azaleas, your boxwoods, your laurels, your hollies. You know, you want to take care of them and protect them from those cold winter winds. Keep the moisture in the plant where it belongs. And wilt-proof is a great one to be doing that. Multiple sizes, you can get it in a trigger spray, a 1-quart concentrate, 1 gallon, and a 5-gallon concentrate to spray, you know, a large area. But wilt-proof's a good product to be doing. Get out there today if you can. We're in the 40s. That's the temperatures you want, if you haven't done it already, to help protect those evergreens for the rest of the season going into, you know, early spring. Give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We're taking another break. The other side's the 8 o'clock hour at 8:30. Pat Stone from Green Print Magazine will be with us. So we're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll talk to you guys soon. Be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.